Welcome to the Keys First News Briefing podcast. We will be bringing you a summary of the latest education news every Friday. We'll also be creating a series of podcasts on a range of timely and important developments in education and interviewing some key influencers. So watch this space. In the news this week, the DfE hopes to boost teacher numbers with its new recruitment and retention strategy. Plans include more support for flexible working with a new JobShare matchup website. Education Secretary Damien Hines says that he also wants to reduce the amount of paperwork that leaves teachers demoralised. Head teachers will be encouraged to push back against Ofsted if they think demands for paperwork are unreasonable. Teaching unions have requested an immediate 5% pay rise for all teachers in a joint submission to the school's teachers' review body. Only teachers in the main pay bracket received the STRB's recommended 3.5% increase in their 2018 pay award. Instead, ministers reserved the highest rise for early career teachers, granting other teachers a 2% rise and leaders 1.5%. A Supreme Court ruling concluded that the way criminal records are disclosed to employers violates human rights. As a result, the government has been encouraged to review its criminal records checking system. This may affect what appears on future DBS checks. Also this week, the DfE's energy price comparison site could help schools avoid expensive energy broker fees. The site allows schools to get instant quotes from a range of gas and electricity firms and reduce the more than £10 billion a year that goes on non-staffing costs. Future T-level providers can bid for a portion of the £38 million fund to help refurbish their buildings. T-levels, which will be on a par with A-levels, will provide young people with a high-quality choice between technical and academic education post-16. Courses in construction, digital, and education and childcare will be taught for the first time from September 2020. Changes to Year 2 SATs marking will include more leniency for minor formatting errors. The Department for Education has written to primary schools explaining Key Stage 1 and 2 mark schemes have changed to make clear that examiners will accept reverse punctuation marks, such as commas and semicolons. 34 special free schools will open between 2020 and 2021. Government statistics show that 32,000 more pupils were added to the SEN register between January 2017 and 2018, rising to 14.6% of all pupils from 14.4% in 2017. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to receive our news briefing by email, please visit key.sc/news. Members of the Key for School Leaders will also have access to our flexible working case study, a handy summary of the DfE's recruitment and retention strategy, and hundreds of other articles on the latest issues in education. Visit www.thekeysupport.com.